How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for our new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone. We're kind of makeshifting this one tonight. Hopefully it'll be a little bit better as time goes on, but we are live on both Facebook as well as we'll be up on Locked On Jazz, iTunes, and Android all year long for our Postcast for you so you can get your regular podcast, or you can join us live after games now on the Locked On Sports Facebook account, and you can give us your thoughts. Blake Wynn chimes in right away. Fun game tonight. What were your thoughts?
Well, fun game, and it's, again, it's kind of nice watching things that they've been working on in practice where they have to try to make them happen out there on the floor. Now, obviously, whatever they're working on, they'll get better at, and whenever the rotation tightens up a little bit more. So, you know, basically that's what you're looking at. You know, first ball game that you see after going through two or three days or two a day.
You know, the thing that jumps out to me on this is I wondered a little bit, truthfully, whether Sydney was going to be good enough to give the Jazz really an exhibition outing. I thought they were. I thought they gave the Jazz enough resistance that the Jazz could work on the things they wanted to work on. And I think we saw an initial surge by the Jazz really doing the first thing, which was running after misses and creating it. But I think the Jazz also learned that's hard. And the reason a lot of teams in this league don't run is because it's really, really hard. And they lost their gusto of running after misses as the night went on.
And that's why the challenge to the big men is going to be on this year. And I know you and I are going to follow that. We're going to watch it very, very carefully where he wants those big men running. You know, you get to the point where big men have to run almost 94 feet, where a lot of time you're looking at the guards, they're running from free throw line to free throw line if they're not getting a layup. So the challenge is on the big men. So they're going to have to be in shape. So maybe that rotation, when Quinn see a guy that's laboring out there a little bit, he'll get somebody in there just to make sure they keep that pace, that tempo going.
Rotation was interesting tonight. What we saw was the Jazz start with Favors and Gobert, and then Favors became Gobert's backup, and they never returned to it other than opening the quarter. We saw Mitchell and Exum play together. We saw Jarebko and Johnson both play the four. There were a lot of different aspects to the rotations, but a lot of the game was played with a stretch floor, and only limited amount of the game that they started with Favors and Gobert together was what jumped out to me.
You know, and I'm going to be watching that as well, and I don't know, and maybe this will happen, maybe it won't, maybe I'm just reaching out there, but maybe the defense that the Jazz want to use might be a little bit different when Derek Favors is on the floor because of Rudy's rim protection, and Derek Favors is you know, he's 6'10", 6'11". Obviously, he's not the rim protector that Rudy is. But maybe that defense will change a little bit as how they want to play when Derek's on the floor at that center position.
For those of you that are checking box scores tonight, the stat system didn't really vibe tonight or really work. So the numbers are not official at all. Dante Exum had more than 6 points. Jake Snelson, our statistician, I believe, had him with 9. Rodney Hood, we had with 23. So there's not a lot. The official numbers are not there. Let's go to some of the questions. You can ask us questions this year on Facebook Live. Go ahead.
Let me bring something interesting up, because this new stat system is something that the statistician came down and told me. Everybody went to Las Vegas. This is the entire league. They spent 3 or 4 days down there working on it. This system comes from Australia and is screwing up here tonight. So hopefully they'll get it ready. But the whole league
That's
is
funny.
Doing this, and hopefully, you know, things will work out.
Well, let's go to some of your thoughts and your questions. We're trying to turn this into an interactive show this year, Facebook Live. For you, Jacob Thorpe says, thoughts on Burks and Favors' explosion. They both looked quicker to me.
Yeah, Burks, again, as we spent a lot of time talking about that, the game is, I think his game is going to change. And I really think that he's going to be a better basketball player this year. And who's the other player? Dante.
Favors.
Favors. And Derek, we're looking for him to have a big year. I'm really looking for him to have a big year. But he's got to develop that mid. He's got to get back to that mid-range jump shot that he had 2 years ago, to where it was. He had so much confidence in it, and he was making it.
So I really love both Derek and Rudy made great mid-roll passes tonight. If you don't have the mid-range jumper when you catch the ball in the middle of the paint, and you're too far away from the paint. You got to be able to hit the guy in the corner. It's frankly a better play anyway. Both of them did a great job hitting that tonight. Blake Wynn says, "I think the lineup of Rubio, Exum, Cephalosha, Johnson, and Rudy will be one of our best this year." That's interesting. So you're playing the speed of Exum. It's a lot of non-shooters on the floor right there, though. Rubio, Exum, and Cephalosha are all sub-33% three-point shooters. So that lineup better be really good defensively and create a lot of opportunities on the open floor.
And you hit it right on the head. And hopefully they can score off their defense a little bit more. And I think that's what you're looking at there. You're just talking about having non-shooters. When you have non-shooters, then you got to score off the defense some kind of way, you know, to keep pace.
Matt Barber says, didn't get to see the game, but saw a lot of love on Twitter for Alec Burks. Is he able to crack the rotation again? He played the fourth quarter. He played not against the Sidney Kings top-level guys. So let's make sure we understand he wasn't playing against Sidney Kings top-level guys who probably aren't NBA guys, so he was on him. But that's the best. A lot of things I saw out of Alec Burks. I thought he was terrific. I think he probably had 5 assists in that fourth quarter. He moved the basketball. He saw the game happen beforehand. He's talked himself about the maturity he has as a player. I thought he looked like a much different player, hit a nice corner three, really excited about what we saw at Alex.
Yeah, I'm excited there as well. But then again, he's got to work his way back into this rotation. I mean, he missed all of last season, you know, with that injury. And even when he tried to come back, you know, he just wasn't there. So he's got to work himself back into this, and hopefully he has patience and continues to work to the point where he can demand some playing time on the floor.
And you know what's interesting is you talk about him demanding time, it would really mean Quinn Snyder kind of busting out of the rotation, because Donovan Mitchell and Dante Exum are those minutes that you're talking about taking, because Rubio and Hood are pretty well established. So it would suddenly mean sliding someone to the three, playing some smaller, really fast lineups where you have Exum or Burks at the three or Mitchell at the three along the way.
Well, and you know, Donovan Mitchell, I mean, you just can't anoint him playing time out. And maybe that's what they're doing. I mean, he's the 13th pick in the draft. They want him to develop, so put him out there on the floor.
He was pretty good today.
And he was pretty good. So if Alec Burks wants to eat into some of that time, then he's going to have to play that way. But a lot of times teams will anoint those high draft picks. You know, we have to develop this guy. We got to keep him on the floor.
Ryan Johnson says Ballin Boy looked meh in the summer league, but he looked pretty good in those final minutes. Thoughts on why?
You know, Don, he has a power game. I think he just needs minutes in order to demand a few minutes. If you understand what I mean, and I'm not so sure he can get enough minutes to demand.
This might be the most important 2 weeks of his career.
It could very well be. And you hit that on the head. His talent, we just don't know. I mean, he said last year he can shoot the three. He shot it in college. He shot one tonight, knocked it down. I've watched him in practice work on his shooting. But he's played such a power game that, you know, he could make some team. And he could be on this team. You know, he can maybe go to the G League and end up getting a little more experience and coming back. I don't know.
Royce O'Neal and he are battling along with some others for that final spot. There's really about 16 guys battling for 15 spots. And then you have the two-way contracts of Eric Griffin and Nate Wolters. Neither of them played tonight. Rodney Hood, we believe, had 23 points. The box scores are not official. Joel Ballenboy did have 9 in that fourth quarter. And the Jazz did a nice job. They started early. They blew him out early in the game, 35-16 at the end of one. Ricky Rubio's tenacious defense early dictated the game. And then as the night went on, the Jazz kind of lost a little focus. It got down to 9 in the third, and they blew it back out like they were supposed to. That wraps us up. Thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to having your interaction throughout the season more and more after each and every game right here on Facebook Live, as well as on the Locked On Jazz podcast, a postcast. Please join us. Follow me, David Locke, or Locked On Sports on Facebook is where we hosted this one. And we look forward to having you for future ones. Ron and I will do this after every game. And if you missed them during the game, we're doing quarterly updates after each quarter. That's over on Instagram at DLock09. Thanks very much for tuning in.
Napa Know How.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.